You know, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing parikrama, and and I think he was at Govindakund, and at that time, the message came that because the Muslims were going to attack Gopal on top of Govardhan Hill and desecrate the temple, so then the deity was taken and he was brought here somewhere in the village. But now you say we don't know where it is.
I asked them, they don't know where it
is. And then when Lord Chaitanya heard that, then he came around, and then he came here. And Gopal was staying in the house of some brahmana, and he stayed here for 3 days. And then after 3 days, then it's in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from here, he accompanied Gopal all the way back to the temple, and he danced and chanted all the way, singing songs. So that was the recent Leela. And there in the purport, Prabhupada says that according to hearsay, this is the first place where Radha Krishna met. And this is Gulalkund. You know where you were talking about the other day? This is called Ratnakund. That, and it's Vilasvan, where we found the Nupur. But
they found the Nupur?
Where Srimati Radharani lost her ankle bell, and Krishna was there, and she was looking for her ankle bell. Krishna wanted to do other things, but she wasn't interested. So then finally he ended up digging, and he dug up this hole full of ankle bells. So there's that Nupur. And actually, in that Ratnakund, when the Muslims came, they put, I think, Gopal, they hid Gopal in the lake. Mm. It's such like a standard thing that they used to do, is hide the deities in lakes.
Also, this is Haridev also.
Oh, Haridev in the lake.
Appears there.
Appeared there, or they hid him in the lake?
They say he appeared there. In books, they say Haridev appeared there.
Oh. Anyway, this was because this was an out of the way place. It was sort of the place allotted for cowherd boys and girls to play holy. So they would come here and play holy all the time. And then here, Gulalkund, they would play. And when they were at one point where Krishna and Srimati Radha were tired, they sat down. So then from behind, someone came and tied a knot.
Lalita Devi came very. They are showing ecstasy love, Radha Krishna they don't recognize. They came slowly and they tied. When they stand up, they cannot move because it is tied.
They became embarrassed.
Yes,
because all of the cowherd boys and girls began singing these songs.
Yes, marriage songs.
Marriage songs. So they became very embarrassed. And they got up and they were going to run away to different places. And then all of a sudden they couldn't run away. And then they were forced to run together.
Yeah. And then they went into... And then Krishna with his... What's it called?
Pitchkari.
Pitchkari. With his pitchkari, he undid the knot.
Yeah.
Pitchkari, yeah. That's what they spray with. And we should be playing holy here. Holy hay.
Yeah.
They've taken the earth out of the kund, and there's no water.
Digging for water, making kund.
They're digging for water to make the kund? How far down are they going to go?
The water will come up.
When did this kund last have water in it?
In any season, it will use the water.
Little bit. And where is deity? There's a deity here? No.
Maybe that temple, Balvacharya, he also came here and...
This is another place, Balvacharya place. Yeah, they used to bathe here. And it was all...
Gaudiya Parikrama
group come here?
Our Parikrama, they go in this road, straight road. And then they come. So many places also, our Parikrama didn't
this
come.
Is, this, but this is part of Parikrama.
Part of Parikrama.
This is part of Parikrama.
This road is connected to Jatibura.
Yeah, that's right.
And Mahaprabhu came to Jatibura. Yes. When Mahaprabhu started to see the Gopal, then this arrangement happened, Chaitanya Charitamrita mentioned, no? And they afraid and they heard some the Muslim is coming and attacking them.
Yeah, because he wouldn't go up on the hill, therefore Gopal came down.
Yeah, you told some details about, in the book, about how the deities who had actually relocated from Vrindavan to Radhakund. And at some point, at some point, there was like a feeling that everything was okay now. And then they got the word. And then they came right out to Govardhan to destroy Gopal's temple.
Oh, this is in that footnote.
Yeah.
They're in the appendix.
Yeah.
But that's different. There's a series of times.
Yeah.
Because this is... That was in Aurangzeb's time. That was later.
Uh-huh.
That was in Raghunath Das Goswami's time. This is in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. Aurangzeb's time, that's when he had the actual policy. And then they came out, and the soldiers were actually a little sympathetic, so they told them, well, you won't touch the deity, but you guys got to get out of here right away.
Yeah. Aurangzeb people said that?
Aurangzeb, that's when Gopal moved. It was all Aurangzeb. Doing.
He took over for Akbar. No,
from
oh, there's somebody
Shahjahan.
Yeah. And then, because Akbar was favorable, but there were still soldiers
Akbar,
and people in there.
Shahjahan, and Jahangir, Shahjahan, then
Aurangzeb. So there were still some favorable people from Akbar's time.
So many places also, Aurangzeb, when he said he sent the military. They could not have destroyed the Dauji temple.
No.
The soldiers are running like they are walking. They could not walk. The whole night they walk and they still there. You know, what? We are not. So then something is happening there.
They just keep walking.
Yeah. Also in Haryana, also someplace, Akbar also, the Aurangzeb sent to destroy some Vrindavan temple. That our Rebadi, the old man comes. There also one big temple. There also same thing happened. They could not move. The soldier could not move. They walk like whole night. Where they are same place. So they are afraid. Then they go back.
Yeah, sometimes they would get fire in their face. They would go to do something and fire would come and then they couldn't.
Well, that's the story for Govindaji. It's just, they started dismantling, and then Hanumanji came.
Yeah.
Were they here? Yeah. That's one story.
Did they see Hanuman?
Were they see him? Were they heard him? Or felt him?
Felt him.
But that was interesting. You know, I was looking after actually where the deities went, where Govindaji went, how many places he stopped. They built, I think they built 12 temples before he actually settled in the palace in, is it 12? 12 temples before he settled.
How many years did his journey take?
A long, many years. Many years. 20 odd years or something like that, or 30 years. Was Radhakund the first place? Radhakund, Kamiran, maybe Rao he stopped also. And every place he had a temple built. And then all along the way, going through Rajasthan, the different places, some places he stayed 4 or 5 years, and they kept going.
Before. And he must have stayed a long time if they built that place at Kanak Vrindavan. That's a huge temple.
Gopal also 5, 7, 6 or 7 years. He also moved.
Yeah, it took a long time before he got to Nathdwara. Yeah. Did you tell me they have that? Say that he's coming back also.
No,
but
there's a prophecy.
Prophecy that he will come back.
There's
again.
A prophecy that he will come back after a certain number of years. In some shastra.
They said that every evening he is coming to Govardhan.
Yeah.
He's doing that lila. Then morning
he goes back for breakfast.
Do you know where this Jan Ajan is?
Jan Ajan Kun. Somewhere. Yeah. I forget to bring that book.
Jan Ajan is somewhere.
Yeah, he is
nearby.
Somewhere. Jatipura to here somewhere.
Did you hear that? There's this Jan Ajan, but there's two stories. One is that when gopis were looking for Krishna, there are two trees.
Yeah.
And they asked him, you know where he is?
Oh, yeah.
And one said, again. He says, I don't know. And the other one said, Gan. He says, I know. So that's what it is, Jan Ajan.
Huh?
John
Ajan?
John Ajan, that's what they call it now.
This place is called John Ajan?
No.
That place is somewhere near to Jatipura, between somewhere there, John Ajan.
And then, but there's another story that John Ajan, they were actually two gopis. And they were going with Radha and Krishna, and when Radha and Krishna were doing confidential pastimes in order so that they wouldn't be embarrassed, they turned them to trees.
Somebody told me that the tree, like when the gopis were running to catch Krishna after the Rasa dance, and that he was showing his Narayan Swarup, and then Radharani came, and he could not conceal himself as being Narayan. Somebody told me that was just before Govardhan town coming up.
No.
Kaita, we were just there.
We went at that.
Yeah.
That is 2 kilometers after
the river. After Chandra Sarovar.
After Chandra
Sarovar. On Shank Road.
Beautiful place.
Yeah.
You saw the tree also.
Yeah.
Oh, that deity was so beautiful.
Very beautiful lady, but cannot see nicely.
What are the deity? I saw the picture. Did you see the tree? Is that the one you're talking about?
No, they wouldn't. I don't think they wouldn't let us take a picture.
Oh. But somebody took the picture. Is already somewhere.
Oh,
somebody
really?
Took, yes.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, it really looks like just looks like Krishna, just with another two arms. It's really and huge. He's big size, like him, right?
And who was that deity? Who was the deity that was sitting under the tree that was just like partially?
I don't know. It may have been Sudas. You know, when we were walking around, there was that statue.
Yeah. That was just, he was, yeah, it was out of clay or, yeah.
Yeah, it was out of terracotta.
That was certain, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, he knows.
You know, Chandra Sarova can walk around at one of these places, because it's not a deity, but it looks like a statue.
Yeah, all there is, that is Surdas.
Surdas.
Surdas doing bhajan there.
Yeah.
Different places,
in all the different places.
Time he is doing bhajan, because he's the Sangeetacharya.
Yeah.
So all of those different places are Surdas.
But this is a different Surdas than Bilba Mangal Thakur.
Yeah.
This is not Bilba Mangal Thakur.
No, this is Balabhacharya.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's also great devotee.
Yeah.
Because Sursagar, he wrote so beautiful, wonderful song.
Sursagar, that's right.
Yeah.
Sursagar full of song.
Mm.
And he mentioned where the deity when he, because he was blind, in childhood he was blind. And his village is near Agra. And he had like 3-4 brothers and he was blind. His father was working one king place. And his father brought one gold coin. He put some of it, they have the, this is the thatched house, no? And they kept somewhere, and they could not find, the riot somewhere, took and put somewhere. So there, the family disturbance there, and he was blind, he was like 5-10 years or something. And the father, mother there, the father asked, where is the gold coin? The no one responds, no? And he say, you are the blind man, you are blind boy, you are sitting here all the time and nothing. Then he was so... unhappy, this is okay. He prayed to Krishna, show me this gold coin, where then I will give my father mother, then I will leave my house forever and search for you. Then he saw that gold coin, where is. Then he told his father mother, there is the gold coin, okay, I am leaving house. Then
so strange, the gold coin for my life.
Yeah.
Surdas and Bilba Mangal.
Bilba Mangal came before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yeah.
And Surdas like came after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Surdas just returned to 300, 400 years before, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yeah.
And he that composed Sursagar all songs. And he actually, sometimes people say, he has also mentioned one song about how Krishna, because he always go to that Gopal temple. To sit there, he wrote the Sursagar. Then Gopal in the top of the hill. And one day the pujari said, okay, he thought he is the blind man, he could not see. He said, okay, you just today you describe how Krishna looks and how the Gopal wear dress. And that day he didn't wear any dress. So that song still in there. So he saw in his heart, no, what is the Gopal wear. He said, today the mother didn't wear anything, he just naked, and why he did something wrong, and that's why he was my mother. Then Pujari was, I thought he blind, he could not see, but actually there, no
evidence.
Still that song is there. Oh. I have the whole book, the Sursagar. No?
I can see you're much into Sursagar.
Yeah, the compose is so nice, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like
in what language?
Braj language, Hindi.
Right.
Actually, Hindi become prominent for Surdas. Before Hindi, no one knows Hindi. And he composed such a nice, all Bhagavatam from first canto to 10th canto, like 12th canto. He wrote in Hindi and poetry.
Really?
Yes. Mm. And it is very easy to understand. I
He wrote that song also, Sabse Unchi.
Sabse Unchi Prem Kahani?
Prem
Kahani, yes, yes.
Prem Sagai?
Prem Sagai. Yes, that is also a nice song.
Yes.
Sabse Unchi Prem Sagai. Duryodhan, Duryodhan Sagar Khai.
What is that song?
It's the song that one bhajan wala. What's his name?
One
bhajan wala sang, it's absolutely famous, the guy. He says, of all the different types of worship,
the best way to worship is worship with love.
He is like out of a prem he did, he become driver, Arjun driver. And out of prem that he mentioned this, and out of love he become, he went to eat the vidur, the sagana, banana leaf. And this is the prem, the sagai, he is the friend of prem, no? Bhul gai chaturai, forgetting his greatness. Bhul gai chaturai, sabse unchi prem sagai. He forget his greatness and he's become chariot driver and he's become...
Nice kirtan.
No, it would be a nice kirtan song. You could teach all the devotees to sing it very easily.
Yeah, that is very nice song.
You should give me.
Yes.
Write it down.
I'll send you I'll like
you
it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Oh, you got it on audio.
I can get it. It's
on paper.
Jagjit Singh. I got it on audio. I got
Jagjit
it on...
Singh. Is there something else that the genius is going to get us on for?
Also that main name, Makhan Khaya, also that Sudarshan.
Oh, he did?
He did.
Oh.
The two meaning, no? I eat, I eat and I eat. That's so many meaning.
Oh.
And what did you call the place where he showed the, where you say Krishna with the two other arms? What's it called? Panta?
Paita.
Paita. Paita. And Gorgovinda Maharaj said that Alarna is actually
same.
Krishna.
Same.
Yeah.
Same Krishna. Four arms Krishna. Yeah.
Here also so many, here also I was reading sometimes Krishna also where somewhere he see the one pool, it is become like Manasarovar. Manasarovar, no? He also did the first time like Sheshnag, Ananda says he become Narayan, then Radharani.
That's in by Sheshasai.
Yes, yes.
That's Sheshasai.
That's Koshi.
Koshi.
That's
Koshi. Koshi. Yeah. Yeah. Gopis are asking. Said you always talk about that you're Vishnu. This is the show. Show it. So he laid down and Ananta Deva appeared and Krishna lay down and manifest arms and Radharani sat like Lakshmi Devi and began to massage feet. That was the last place that famous Purkama where Prabhupada didn't go.
Yes, yes.
He stayed to hear.
Everybody went and said, Prabhupada stayed to listen to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati.
Yeah.
He said even in the evening when the bell started ringing for Arti, the sannyasis got up and left, but he stayed to hear. He was marked at that time. Yeah, later on when he was going to give him initiation in Allahabad, he said, yes, I will initiate him. I've marked him. He likes to hear. He doesn't go away. It was because of that time.
Any parrots? How far is Nimgaon?
Nimgaon also little. You can go
back?
Yeah, we'll go back, then go to the Barsana Road.
How far?
2 kilometers, like we came like this, like that.
Well, we didn't come 2 kilometers, we came more than two kilometers.
3 kilometers.
Oh, 5 kilometers.
So?
Yeah, let's should sing that song. How does that song go? He has a CD in the box. No, but we should be doing kirtan now. What is time, Jean?
6:05.
Should we go over to Nimgaon? But before, you know, Nimgaon is what we can say, that is where Nimbarkacharya lived after, because now you can take a picture just of that. After, he lived at Nandagram first, and then from Nandagram he came to Nimgaon. And one day this Jain sannyasi came to challenge him, and they were arguing. And so they were arguing all day, and it was getting this time of the day, sun was going down, and he hadn't eaten. So then he offered him prasadam, and he said, but no, actually our dharma is that we cannot eat after sunset. Jain sannyasi. So then Nimbarkacharya is Sudarshan Chakra. So two stories. One is that it was coming just like Nimba Arka. Just the sun was just coming by the branch of the tree. They climbed up on the branch of the tree and he held the sun. So he wouldn't go down. He told the guy, go ahead, eat. And the other is that he manifests with Sudarshan, so the man thought that actually the sun hadn't set. And then, but it's just like now, just like between the branches.
Before his name was Jayananda or something.
Niyamananda. Niyamananda.
Niyamananda. Niyamananda.
Yes. Niyamananda.
Then he became Nimbarkacharya.
Nimbarkacharya. Yeah. There's this book Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote about the life and teachings of the four Sampradaya Acharyas. She wrote those things. Okay. Then I guess we can just offer pranam, pray for the mercy of the holy place, and Hare Krishna. Jai Prabhupada. Yeah, we should look for where the knot is tied. Tie the knot.
Go there.
To Radha and Krishna, so yeah. That we're tied.
Tie the knot of our heart.
And don't use your, what's it called, to untie it? Pitchkari.
Pitchkari. Leave it tied.
Leave it tied.
Leave it tied in the heart.
Radha Krishna Pranamoy Jugala Kishore.